So you have in the Heintike Parsha. Yeah, you have in the Heintike Parsha that Yaakov and Esav are in the stomach by Yisraitzu to Abanim Bekirba. And Yaakov Avinu, every time he passes a base medrash, a shul, he wants to come out. Esav, when he passes a church, an Avodah Zarah, so he wants to come out. So the chayr you see from here that Esav had a certain netiya tavera already, even in the stomach. In other words, vice people have netiyas. They have certain netiyas. And vice chayis, you see that he had a certain tendency for bad, for doing avera. Okay? So then what's the shayla? So the shayla is, but it says in the Chazal, vayigdilu anorim, when they grew up, so Esav became what he became, Yudayat Zayid, and that's when he went off. So the shayla is, but the chayra, he already had those netiyas to go. You see, even in the stomach, he was trying to get out. He was trying to go off even when he was in the stomach. So why is it that it took 13 years? Vayigdilu anorim. So good shayla. It's mamash pella. It's a pella. It took him 13 years before he went off the derech. So what's the answer? The answer is pashit. The answer is because when he was born, so he went into, whose house did he go into? He went into Yitzchak. He went into Rivka, Imenu. Could you imagine what a Shabbos table was by Yitzchak Avinu? Could you imagine what it was to watch the Mama Rivka when she took challah, when she tinted the licht, when she lit the candles on Friday night and she was crying for all of us? Could you imagine what it was? Can you imagine was Avram Yitzchak, he's there at the table. Zayda, Avram, Zugim de Maisa, tell him the story where they threw you into the fire. The whole story, and you asked for a winter coat. Can you imagine what it was? So for 13 years, he was surrounded by the Sviva of Beis Yitzchak. And for 13 years, that held him. That's what held him, being by for 13 years. No, you see how strong a Sviva is. You see how strong his sviva is. So what's the shayla? And kavachaymer l'ra. The Rambam, nobody's chaylik on the halakha Rambam. A person has to know that today, the Rambam says, the world, he has to run away, he has to go to a midbar and this, that. He's mushba by the sviva. Nobody's chaylik on the halakha Rambam. And you see it here. If you see even Latoyev, you have somebody like an Esav that had such bad netiyas that even in the stomach he wanted to do ra. Even in the stomach he was trying to do avera. But you see that the sviva of a base Yitzchak, of a base Rivka, was something that was able to hold him. And to Halzach, and we didn't hear of anything bad until the age of 13. So what's a shayla? So shayla, so what happened? What happened then? He was 13 years old, and then he went off the derech. What happened? And not only that, you see that he had a shaychis to Yitzchak. So what's the pshat? He went off, he went out. It's true, that's when he left the house, and then he went back to his normal netiya. So vice dice, you see from over here a chiddish. You see from over here, that a person, he could have a shaykhah still, he could have a shaykhah still to the Yitzchak. He could have a shaykhah still to the Rebbeim. But it's clear that Yitzchak, that Esav went out. Esav went out, and he didn't come back to yeshiva. Esav went out, and he didn't come back to yeshiva. So the sviva that he went to, that was too strong. You need to surround yourself by the sviva. The sviva of yeshiva. When a person surrounds himself, and he comes back, and where does he come back to? He comes back to the Beis Yitzchak. He comes back to the place that he was Mekabel Torah from Sinai. In this Makim, you were Mekabel Torah from Sinai. And when he comes back, so even though he goes into the world, and when he leaves yeshiva, he goes into the world of a sviva, which is not the sviva, which is necessarily the best sviva. But when he comes back, and he comes back to the sviva, that'll give him the koyach. That'll be the recharge. That'll give him the ability to go weiter. That's the greatness. That's the greatness of what we're doing over here. The Geshmak is Sugya, Chama Medina. It's mamish. We're talking wine, we're talking whiskey, we're talking beer. It reminds us of our yeshiva days, no? Chalila. Those guys didn't come. Right? Let's see, Eva Shelfin. Let's see, what's this? I can have that for one moment. I want to read you a Gemara. Listen to this Gemara. We're going to try today to see what's the pshat in the Minig HaOlam. What's up, shat in the Minig HaOlam? What's up, shat? There are those that make on whiskey and on wine and on Shabbos day. And there are those that when they came into this room, they said, and I'm not stopping. Right? And I remember those guys when they were Bachrim. I remember them. I'm going to read you a Gemara. Listen to this Gemara. I'm going to tell you a story I never revealed before, but it's you'll see why in a moment. But Amrilei Mar Yenuko Mar Kshisha Breiter of Chizda. That's our Gemara. When it was decided this was the topic of the Kala, say so I got misty-eyed when I thought of this Gemara. Not because I used to make. Maybe I still do. You'll never know. But listen to this Gemara. The Gemara says, Amalei Mar Yenuko Mar Kshisha Breiter of Chizda of Ashi Zim Nechada Ikla Meimer La Asvin. A Meimer came to a certain shtot, Vilehavile Chamra. I was a young bacher, this is 27 years ago, as in learning, where all we learned, in Mir HaKadosh, it was Ben Azmanim. And I had a chavusa, we were learning Pesachim. We came to this Gemara, and we were learning. In those days, Nishkeven came art scroll, fancy people. Man, when I was bacher, Halavai Sansino you couldn't read, because nobody understood what it was saying. Right? The new guys don't even know, they're Googling Sansino. But the Nishkevenken art scroll, and thus, it's a jastro under the table. Everybody knows I'm talking about. Some people used it to step up, to get on sparm. It's a jastro under the table. I'm sitting there with my chavrusa, it's a young bocher, Amalei, v'loi havelei chamra, v'asitas a chamra. What's a chamra? So me and my chavrusa, he didn't come today. He's somewhere in the, he probably still working on this Gemara somewhere. So we picked up the Yana. We opened it up. Chamra. There's two pshatim. One is chamor, a mule, and one is chamra, is wine. So it's, you know, the very intelligent bacha that I was, I said, no, it's a pshat like this. The lehavale chamra, he couldn't find his chamor. I seen a le shichra. So they brought him shichra, we look up, they brought him a beer. The le avdil. Shem shemaychal me. The le avdil. No, he wasn't willing to make avdallah. He wasn't willing to make Avdallah. Bas Tavit, no, because he's in Aveda, and I started saying over a shmooze that I heard from a Volbiz, a Chernet Lefracha, that the Eilike B'Shefer, when he gives you something, Pachin Ktanim, and the Eilike B'Shefer gives you something, you all remember the shmooze, you know what I'm talking about. And he wouldn't make Avdallah. Bas Tavit, Lemocher, Tarachna, but then the Maisa, Isina Lechamra, they worked, and they found the Chamor. Avdal, Toyim, Kit, Midi, Lishana, next to your Suikle Lasvin, Nochamul, Layave Lechamra, Tafinzuch Nista Chamor, I seen a Shechra, Nochamul, Zuge Machavdallah, I had all Shtiklech Torah. I had all Shtikle Torah, the Vice Dice, you have to look for your Aveda, and you're not allowed to make Avdallah until you find your Aveda, you're not allowed to make Avdallah. But Ihachi, once he saw that that's what happened, Zokter Chamar Medinahu. This is, and Machavusa said, no, so what's the Pshah? I told him, Faisachait, there's different types. You know all those Gemaras, there's different types, like the Chamar Sadeh and Chamar Medina. This is the type of the Chamar that he gets lost. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? Yeah? Chamar Medina. You know why I said that story? Sometimes I'm old. You learn through the kind. You learn this, that. They tell you kindalah. If there's hope for me, there's hope for everyone. If there's hope for me, there's hope for everyone. Now I'm the one giving the shiur, okay? So nobody laugh. Nobody laugh. Yeah? But listen, if there's hope for me, you learn with a kid sometime and you told him 20 times. I think, so, by the same means it, right? Never know. You never know. I learned this Gemara. I had all shtiklach Torah. Kol mini shtiklach about Aveda and before Havdalah, till today, before Havdalah. If I lose something, I get nervous. Let me gain. The Eilike B'Shefer. Let me gain to the sugya. You said it's a Gishmaka sugya. Now you know why it's a Gishmaka sugya. That's a Gishmaka sugya. So this Gemara talks about Havdalah. It seems by Havdalah, it seems there's a lot more leeway. It seemed to be that was pretty clear that you could use Chamar Medina when it comes to Havdalah. When it comes to Havdalah, it seems to be that Chamar Medina works. We know a little bit about Chamar Medina. Let's see. It seems to be that that wasn't such a difficult shaila. It seems to be that when it comes to Havdalah, you were allowed to use Chamar Medina. But Mashain came, when it comes to Kiddush, that's not clear. That's not clear. The Amarayim over here, and Psachim, Davkov Zayin, the sugya that the Olam saw, see that it's not clear. What about Kiddush? Havdalah seems to be, for some reason, clear. It's very interesting when you learn the sugyas. Kiddush and Havdalah is really two sides of the coin. Halak Rambam says Zochar Zayim Shabbos LeKodesh goes on Kiddush, it goes on Havdalah. Okay. You have to figure out why. Abba Zayt state Chamar Medina, when it came to Havdalah, seems to be there's a lot more leeway. Mashen came when it comes to Kiddush. It's all these Amaroyim. They're not sure. Yeah, Nish. There's a ganze mice over here. Not clear. What's halacha lemaisa? This comes again the Rambam. The Rambam the Olam saw Medina Sheroy Vyena Shecher. Have a bishu pasul the kiddush. Mutar lavdal the kiddush is no shaila. Hey, look at Rambam. If you're a Teimani Jew, you don't make kiddush on schnapps. That's it. You don't make it arak, whatever they drink. Right? You don't make kiddush because the whole sugi of chomer Medina said no legabe avdalah. It's only by avdalah. It's not legabe kiddush. It's a miller, you know. We'll go home early today. Avdalah, it seems to be it's allowed, and kiddush, it seems to be it's not allowed. Comes again the Rosh. And the Rosh says, no. You're allowed to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Whatever Chamar Medina is. That's of Mitzvah Hashem we're going to talk about. You're allowed to make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. Okay? But, you know, you have a choice of making Kiddush on Pass. So you should make it on Pass. And if you have a choice of making Kiddush on wine, certainly you should make Kiddush on wine. Okay? But if there's no choice, you can make Kiddush on Chamar Medina. And even at night. Not even at night. Certainly in the day and even at night. In the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch brings down both these shittas, Mishabru Ataka and Simon Reish Ayin Ar Simon, Reish Ayin Basif Katan Chav Zayin. He says, Ladina, Yesh Lezayah, Lechatchila, Loi, Lechadish, Belayla, Shum, Mashke, Chutzvim Pas, Lechatchila. Avada, you're always, most of us are always going to be in a situation where there's bread, because otherwise, how's he going to have Kiddush Makim Suda, what not? So at night, Kimat, none of us ever heard of making Kiddush on Chamar Medina, and that's because Mishabru said it's for sure not Lechatchila, no matter what. According to the Rambam, it's non-existent. And the Mishnah Berurah says that even the Rosh only allowed it in a situation of where there's no bread. You always make Kiddush at night, I'll call upon him. You always make Kiddush at night, you make Kiddush on wine. Or on bread, or on challah, you make Kiddush on challah. Okay? But Shem, this is the Chayra, this is the Sugya. The Shulchan Aruch over here, what's Derech Agav? What's the chilik between night and day? It's very simple. There's a fundamental chilik. Sometimes the Shulchan Aruch says lamdis over here. He says lamdis over here in Reish Beit Es. In the night, the Suda starts out with the Chashivas. It's clear that this is a Shabbos Suda because you're going to be saying a ganze nusach, a zeich lemaisa bereishis, and a baruch atah Hashem, a mekadesh Shabbos. It's going to be a whole nusach over here. So if Rebbe is going to be a whole nusach, it's clear that this is done the covered Shabbos. You're not just going into it's not just a meal, it's not dinner, it's not supper. You're having a Shabbos Suda. And it's clear that it was ungeheben with the Kiddush, with the proclamation of Kiddush. It was clear. Mashen kein, a Shabbos lunch. What's going to be Shabbos lunch? If he just starts out, and he starts out with the bread. In other words, at Friday night, we have the leeway, we'll make Kiddush on bread, and it'll still be clear that it's Shabbos Suda. Because he made Kiddush on the challah. But on the Shabbos day, what's going to be? He's going to make Kiddush on challah? He only has challah. He's going to make Kiddush on challah. So what makes this different than any other suda in the week? Today, you know, we could say how many people eat bread during the week, okay? But in those days, how's it going to be any different than during the week? You remember when you were Bochum in the mirror, no? You remember? And then what was breakfast? It was a little bit of bread with a little bit of that white stuff or with the little yellow stuff. I think it was an egg. Right? And then what was lunch? Remembers? There's a little bit of bread, and there was that suffik fleishik, suffik milchik, suffik who knows what, right? You know, today, fregnish, you know, whole different door. But, you know, so those days, everything was bread. So you're going to start the Shabbos Suda with bread? So then what way is it nicker that this is a Shabbos Suda? Oh, I say there's a leeway more for making a Kiddush al kaponim on a Chamer Medina. Making not to start out with bread. That's in Sugi B'tzirasai. What's Halacha L'maisa? Shulchan Aruch, in a rare commodity, the Shulchan Aruch. In the 1,705 Simonim of the Shulchan Aruch, you can count on your hands how many times, one hand maybe, how many times he does this. He brings a Rambam, the Rambam by the Beis Yosef, that was everything. The Rosh was the Ashkenazim. No, he has a Rambam, and he says, the Rambam says this, Kloimar, no Kiddush, no Chamar Medina for Kiddush, no Chamar Medina for Kiddush, that's it. Saga Aleinu Asaderech. And the Rosh says it's fine, you should try to do bread first, or whatever, the Rosh says bread. And he says, Divrei Tamu, tastes good. Segitazach. It's a very, very commodity that the Helika Beis Yosef, he chose the Rosh over the Rambam. Nachalt, he brings the Rambam. Kaniri is trying to tell you, it's not glat, it's not great. It's not great. Remember always, there's a Rambam that nothing starts. There's never going to be Kiddush. There's never going to be Chamer Medina for Kiddush. Never. But the Rosh, you should know that's the Psak Halacha. But you know, you see, there's a certain apprehension in the words of the Shulchan Aruch. And this L'maisa, makes it that l'chayra. Okay, so we have what to talk about. It l'chayra, it's very simple. You can make kiddush on schnapps, you can make kiddush on beer, coffee, whatever, all the things we're going to talk about. Because l'chayra, the psak halacha is like the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says, and the Mishnah Berurah also goes like that, that you can make kiddush as long as it's the daytime, because at night we're never going to make kiddush on schnapps or something like that. But during the daytime, you can make kiddush on Chama Medina. So the only thing is, it's a psugalek, three words over here. And the Rashbam says the same three words. He says, the only time, says the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Ayin Beis Yivtes, he's quoting from the Lashon of the Rosh, and he's quoting from the Lashon of the Rashbam, and this is the Mamish Kimat to everybody, that the Ein Segemol that you're allowed to make Kiddush on Chama Medina is when? Is a main Yayin Matsui. If there's no wine. If there's no wine. Say b'say. It's the end of the story. The end of the story. Sayle gabe Kiddush, sayle gabe Avdala, we can go home early. We can go drink. We go home early tonight, no? Because you can't make Kiddush today. Today there's wine matzi. Maybe you can find one case, or maybe you can talk about a person who has some type of allergy or whatever. Even there you could die. I don't know. It's your personal problem. Who says that that's called that yayin's not matzi? Who says we look subjectively? I don't know. But we can go home early. But we know there's a ganze world out there that's making Kiddush and Shnaps. And first is Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says explicit. It's a matarnish. The Shulchan Aruch says that if Yayin is matzi, you have to make Kiddush on Yayin. But we know it's not a new religion. It's not a new religion. And we know that there's people, they make Kiddush on schnapps, they're making Kiddush on this and that, and certainly making Avdala on beer. So what's that? It says if it's Ein Yayin Matzi. Ein Yayin Matzi. And maybe you'll say that it's Mishnah Berurah and Sivkatan Chavtes. Just to read the words, Mishnah Berurah says, he says, Aval Yayin b'makim shu matzi? If the Yayin is available, v'dayiv arich alav. Afilu b'yayim. V'dayiv arich alav. Of course you have to make on wine if there's wine available. And today the wine's available. So it's gendig. That's the chayra. And then the Mishnah Berurah goes on, and he says, look, us, v'os kemachtin don in Radin, v'os given the matziv in Radin, us, by uns, hayayin b'yayker, it's cost our geld. That's a chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. So it's too expensive. Oh, the roiv shtiyas ha-medina, whom yishai mashkin. Someone's going to say, oh, but the wine I drink is too... Rav Shtiyas HaMedina Mishar Mashkin. Loi nagu afilu ha-gedoylim lahadar achar yayin. You hear this? Shabur says, even the great people. Then he ends off the Mishabura with these words. He says, well, Mishar Mevarech, even during the day on wine, Vada is doing a mitzvah bin amofchar. The Bach, Helika Bach, Rav Yael Sirkis, he writes, Ika litzmoya al minik kol Yisrael. The minik of them ganz klal Yisrael, mekachim bebaik al ha-sheker. They make on beer. The whole Klal Yisrael. He says, he was there, the Marivayel and the Aguda, and he brings down, there was a Vad, and Mori Shachna was there, and Shlomo Luria, the Mashal was there. Nobody knew what's the pshat. Lehaya shum haschola leyashiv the minig kishaloy al pidinhu. Nobody knew what to say. They had wine, and people were making Kiddush on, and during the daytime, al kaponim, in the nighttime, it's really not acceptable. But even in the daytime, today we have wine. Hey everyone, and this is the minig of Kol Yisrael, and the Bach says, unacceptable, nobody knows what the pshat in the minig is. But nachatz, when you read all this, what do you see? It's two types of people. One person, he reads all this, and he says, zechirasa, right? But nachatz, you see over and over, the Bach zoktos is the minig, and the mamish, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down that, the Mishnah Berurah tries to fayen for a bissel, but you see, Chloe was the minig, and we know, you need to see from the Bach, you go today, you walk outside, everybody knows, at least in Chutz Laaretz, in Eretz Yisrael, it's not as in this Kabbal, but in Chutz Laaretz, it depends where, some places in Eretz Yisrael, like Chutz Laaretz, I'm sure, but in Eretz Yisrael, it's not so, but in Chutz Laaretz, they make Kiddush on schnapps and on beer and everything. It's Neged Shulchan Aruch, Kegin Shulchan Aruch. Maybe you could talk about Avdala. Avdala, I'm not going to spend the most time today on Avdala. Avdala is what to say. Avdala, the Shulchan Aruch, it says you should know it's better to make Avdala on a kois pogum. Pogim, who would make Avdala on a kois pogim? Nor a pogim, Zochamachana. He makes it on a kois pogim. It's better on a kois pogim than on beer. If you have a kais pogim, that wins. That's how strong it is, even by Avdallah. Maybe by Avdallah, we can talk in Epis, because the Bi'ur Halacha has a chiddush over here. Baruch atadino yoreinu melech ha'olam, shakol niyeh b'tvaroi. Okay. At least one thing is emes today. The Ramah says, the Mishnah Berurah really says, you got to make Avdallah on wine. But he says that there's a Ramah, the Bi'ur Halacha brings, that in Moitzei Pesach, Ramah says, in Moitzei Pesach, the minig is to make havdalah on beer, even though this wine, zukta heilaka, Ramah, favos, zukter, fatas is chaviv. Das ist chaviv, because he's been waiting the whole week for a beer. 8 days in America, versteht ihr? He's waiting 8 days. So melet chaviv is mechadish the beer locha gewaldike chiddish. You could miss it. If you read the beer locha, you don't know what its chiddish is. The beer locha says, oi bazoi, a person on a Moitzei Shabbos that is chaviv to him, beer, he's allowed to make avdol on beer. What's the chiddish? Didn't I just say that? No, I didn't just say that. I said, when you're dealing with a time period that the whole Klal Yisrael has been waiting to have a beer, it's mamish, you know, ninth inning, and the whole entire Klal Yisrael is waiting to have a beer. And then, so now everybody is chaviv. So maybe in that matziv, beer is chaviv, and therefore, B'kai Govna will say that you could take and make avdala on beer, Moitzei Pesach. But who says, Yedaina? Who says we look at each person, Bazunda, subjectively, and look at him by himself and see that by you, that was the koyach of the Bir Alocha. The Bir Alocha was Mechadish over here, very sneaky. Shlomo Zalman points it out. He threw this in here. Yeah, just like the Ramah. It's not exactly like the Ramah. But that's already what to be Saimachan. At least a person that says, I like beer more than I like wine. So there's what to talk about. We don't know yet what's Chamer Medina, assuming beer is a Chamer Medina. No, that we'll talk about. But Al-Kapanim, that's already, there's at least by Havdalah, there's a Gevissa leeway. By Avdallah, there's a Gevissa leeway, because by Avdallah, if a person is having the Avdallah, he likes a beer, he wants to have a beer, and a Moitzei Shabbos, so that, but what about by kid? And not only that, the Or LeZion, he points out a very nice diak in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a very nice diak. Nothing to do with Sfaradi Ashkenazim, this is a Gevaldika diak that a Gadol had. His diak is that over here in Reish Tadi Vav, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything, he just says, make Avdallah on beer. He doesn't start getting involved, Yayin Motzi, not Motzi. That's in our sugi, he says, the whole business of Yayin's Motzi. Maybe he's being Miramis. That, you know, okay, there there's more leeway. There there's more leeway. Okay. Is it Lechatchila? Okay. I can't say it's Lechatchila. It's better to make on Yayin a Kais Pogim, like you're saying. It's better. Right? I remember you guys from Baltimore. I remember. I didn't forget you guys from last year. How about that? Right? My therapist. The Rashbam. In Psachim, in Kufzayin Omid Aleph, he says, Ein Yayin Acher, Ibair, Kim Sheikher. The Shulchan Aruch, B'makim Shein Yayin Matzi. First, Medaf Alimitzchos. You need a Limitzchos. For Kiddush, you need a Limitzchos. For Kiddush, you need a Limitzchos. First of all, you need a Limitzchos because people do it. But it's you need a Limitzchos. And it's also very hard, Limitzchos. You know why? Because the Bach already said he tried and nobody knew the answer. So I'm going to come now and I'm going to tell you a Limitzchos. You know what you should do? You should leave. Because he thinks he's bigger than the Bach. He thinks this is the guy that a minute ago thought that the Chamer was a Chamor. And now he comes along, Groysa Knacker, and he's answering up with the Bach and the Marshal and Maurice Hachna. None of them knew the answer. So you have to really... So you could start saying, look, in Reish Peites, that's where the sugi is of Kiddush Bayoim. Kiddush Bayoim. Over there, it's talking very interesting. Over there, there's no mention over there, if you look, of that same line of Yayin Ba'ir. It doesn't say him yesh yayin bayir. Maybe it was only by night that he says it, but by day, maybe not. Okay, it's not. But the Paiskim all say it, so it's not. It's not such a good limit schus. And the Nachal Shiva, he was a heavyweight in the halacha from 500 years ago. He writes, people, they're making kiddush on whiskey in the day. It's terrible. Okay, he says, but at least it's during the day, not at night, not at night. Again, you see something the day, maybe it's not great. Not great. Maybe you could say. Because a svara, you say, yayin is the most chashiv a drink. So what if you have a drink which is more chashiv? So you could say a svara, right? The graz mashma such a svara. The munkacha says, look, mesvara is ahin, I hear a real munkacha shrai over here. He says, look, mesvara is ahin, I hear, it's negative shulchas, kegin shulchanarach, it's negative ashpam, it's negative, metarnished. There's yayin by ear, you can't make kiddush. If there's yayin by ear, if there's yayin in the city, you all saw the drops of ink in the halakha shulchanarach. And he says, if there's yayin in the ear, metarnished, you're not allowed to make kiddush on wine. So what do you do? What do you do? He screams. Yad schnapps. See? So, I still used to go to the Yankees. Not this one. No. Way before that. So this is interesting. Rebbe Yashiv. Remember being in this neighborhood? And Rebbe Yashiv, remember the Melech of Kol Beis Yisrael? Kipshuta Mamish. Remember our neighbor, Rebbe Yashiv. The Melech, the king of all of Klal Yisrael. Rebbe Yashiv, you're a neighbor, Rebbe Yashiv. Aleph, Nenzai, remember there were three places that the cab drivers knew. Remember? The Kaisel. Okay, Kaisel, what else? Mir, right? Early Yashiv. Those are three people. Those are three places. All the cab drives. All you have to do is get into a cab and you say, I'm going to Mir, Early Yashiv, or the Kaisel. That's it. So, Early Yashiv, he has Ali Mitzchus. Rav Yashiv says, look, what happens? You have a place. What was the whole lumdis of why you could use Chomer Medina? What's the lumdis why you could use Chomer Medina? Because that's the bimkoim of the wine. So in other words, you don't have a wine, you have the bimkoim of the wine. Kloimar. Wine was the drink that everyone drank. You know, you read all these gemaras, these people are all getting drunk in the middle of the meal. We're not. I mean, what's that? I hope not. Right? But we're not getting drunk in the middle of the meal. What's the pshat? All these gemaras that everybody's drinking in the middle of the Suda, and they have to they make sure you daven mincha first, and this and that, or whatever, because it was shashichris. And okay, you know, I know in the last few years, the wine became a lot more popular, but Yuvadai did not understand this gemara 5 years ago, and 10 years ago, and whatever. No one said, what's the pshat? In their mitzias, they drank wine. That was it. They drank wine. That was the drink. They drank wine. If you on a lower level, they drank beer, and that was it. The water they couldn't drink. It was filled with bugs. You look in Hilchos Bayrei, you'll see it was filled with bugs and everything. And thus, I don't mean like the bugs of the Hayin Tikkun. I mean like alligator gevein lachem. I mean, you know, it was scary, fragnish. There are things flying at you. You have to like take an insurance policy for that. But it's, wine was the drink they drank always. They drank at the meal. Pah, what happens? You come to a time. I'm a melo, if you have a place where there's no wine, so then what's the drink? That's the shayla of Chomer Medina. What if you have a situation of where we have wine and we don't drink it? We have wine and we don't drink it. And we drink other things. So then, why should I say anymore that wine is that has that level of chashiv? It's kloimar. When wine is there, that's what you're going to drink. It's a prabha, it's a simen azah. And when wine is there, it's a simen. You remember simen tziba? It's a simen. When wine is there, so then I'm going to drink it. Oh, suffice dice, if I'm drinking something else, it means wine's not there. So this is the chashif. What if I have something, a totally different reason? Kloimar, I have wine and I still don't drink it. I still don't drink it. So did that detract from the chashivis of a different drink? The whole reason why it wasn't as chashiv as the wine is because, look, you have wine, you'll only drink the wine. But what if I have a kavachem if I carrot? I have wine, I don't drink it. So then adarabah, that shows that the chashivis is not in the wine. Because I have it and I'm not drinking it. Rav Osner, he explains this nekuda a little bit even stronger. He elaborates on this nekuda. He said they're going out of their way. And the dafka, they have it on the shelf and they're not bringing it to the suda. So then what are they showing us? They're showing us that by them, the chashivis is not there. Ah, so then we have to find that which is chashiv by them. Then we have the leeway to find that which is, who knows, maybe that's why the Mishnah Berurah, there's a few extra drops of drink of ink in the Mishnah Berurah over here. The Mishnah Berurah says, Aval yayin b'makim shum matzei, no, you have to drink. But medina seinu, hayayin b'yoyker, v'roiv shtias ha-medina hu mishar mashin. Why is he adding that? Just say, the yayin is b'yoyker, and we don't have wine, and that's it, and whatever. He says, no, I want to know, the klal gadol is, what's the roiv shtia of the door? Of the oilam. What's the roiv shtia of the oilam? If the roiv shtia of the oilam is wine, so then you got to use wine if you have wine, because that's the chashivis. But if the roiv shtia is something else, so then that's the chashivis. Chomer Medina is, well, why is it that you're saying Chomer Medina has a chashivis? Because it's bimkoim wine. What if it's a kal v'chomer? It's something that I choose over wine. You have to go back in time and think about this. In their time, there was no person, there was no seichotik a person that would say, I'm not having wine, I'm having that. So for shteitzach, therefore wine was more chashiv. But what if you have somebody, he says, I'm choosing this, I'm not choosing the wine. So then oy bezay, so then avada that doesn't detract in its chashivis. That's the svara. It's today yikidan, because maybe today people, they drink wine a little more than they used to drink, but still, it's a roiv shtia. You know, I certainly hope not. Yeah. Not the roiv shtia, and Rebbe Zai, that svara is at least a good to leave mitzchus to go weiter. That's a good to leave mitzchus to go weiter. Is there still the school of specifically of wine or grape juice or something like that for shteitzach? Is it still mistama mitzvah min hamufchar? It's for shteitzach. No one's going to say it's not a mitzvah min hamufchar. That's no shaila. But now at least you can't say they're doing an aveira. Now I'm going to say this, but my mamuzger, it's not our sugya. It could be somebody else. So maybe you'll hear from one of the emes of Talmidei Chacham that are going to talk to you, I don't know. But there's a whole mamish maimer amuzger I'll throw in right now. That, you know, so what are we talking here? Let's say, what's the minig that we're all talking here? I mean, we all know, we could talk, you know. I mean, the Rebbeim aren't around, verstehst? You know, I don't work here, verstehst? So we're talking about the whiskey, we're talking about schnapps, yeah? You know, we're talking whiskey, schnapps, kiddush, Shabbos morning, that's what we're talking about. Okay, so now, the maisa, if you're going to do it, you have to do it right. Also wie der Rabschützer, was am Gittin. Verstehst? Wie der Gittin, der Rabschützer. Pschuh. Avada, es kommen mit Diener. Whiskey, ich komme mit Diener. We'll see in a minute if it is or not. But kommen mit Diener. Gesundheit. Okay? Because wine, it doesn't have that chashivas anymore, so I can go to the next best. Good. But, you know, the rules of a kashal bracha have nothing to do with the sugya. The rules of a kashal bracha is you have to have a revius. Okay, you don't have to drink revius. Calm down. But you have to have a revius. Got a revius? Not so scary. Not so scary. You know how much a revius is? Pugh. Berach around that much. I'm being machmir now. Okay? That's the size of revius, about half the size of this cup. So you have to have a schnapps glazel, which fills up about yay high. And then how much do you have to drink? A malay logmov. How much is a malay logmov? It's not that much. About half. About that much. Sometimes you see him. First of all, he's making on a small little schnapps, like a size of a kolshu, and he's making on a schnapps glazel, which is definitely not a revius. And how much is he drinking? He takes a sip, he puts it to his mouth. What's for kiddush stuff? Sometimes even worse. Sometimes he takes that cherry liquor, the girly stuff. I don't know what the world's going on there. This is not Chomer Medina. I don't know what Medina you're from. If you're from that Medina, move. Verstehst? The world is that. Cherry liqueur, Bani Damakulach, man, you know, I'm talking to guys that learned in the mirror, okay? No, none of this stuff. But Dakapanim, you know, you're dealing with a person, you want to be Yoitze, so you do with the Rabshitzer. How did the Rabshitzer make Kiddush? Oh, Kiddush of the Rabshitzer. He took the whole dos, and he took a revius. Okay, you drank. If you want to be Makel, you could have a Maloy Lugmov that you could split up amongst your friends, or whatever, fine, but you have to do it right. Now, I know there's Limude Schlossim, but that one, I don't see why you should be Makel on that. The Tzanzer, that's how they did it. A lot of them in Hagim, that's how they did it. So I don't know. To say that was the Algemeine Minig, I don't know. And the Mishabura says on that, you're not Yaitse even B'dievet. So I don't know. There's a Marsham, there's a Taz, it's all Raid. This is Raid that we probably heard in Shul already. Why be Saimich on that? You fill up a cup with a whiskey. Don't drink the whole cup of whiskey. I mean, I don't want to have complaints. Yeah, I know. I'm hearing here. Why not? You know, I see. But Akapanim, you know, if you're going to do it, you do it right. And how much did you have to drink? You could drink around the same amount. You'll do it with Loi Lugmov. You'll drink. You'll be Saimich on the sheet of the guy. Okay. This gives us a right to start the sugya. Now we can start the sugya. If I say to start the sugya. So, Lemaisa, now that you know that you're allowed to make Kiddush, Havdalah, we saw, if you like beer, so then there's a very big makam to be Makel, okay? Is there still a Shaina makam to be Machmir, okay? Kiddush at the night, Matarnished. Kiddush in the day, if you do it right, you can't say it's Aser, especially today. But now, I need to know, what's Chomer Medina? That's it. Now we gotta start. What's Chomer Medina? So the Tshuva, the Igris Moshe. Igris Moshe, our Rebbe, Reb Moshe, Feinstein, Zeichel, Tzadik, Levroch, and Beis Ayin Hei. Reb Moshe over here, he says, what is Chomer Medina? Reb Moshe, he drops a chiddush from Shemayim over here, Reb Moshe. He says, you know what Chomer Medina is? Chomer Medina is a drink that you would serve to a chosh of a guest. A chosh of a guest, you bring a meal, you bring a guest, you can think a coffee, a beer, a this, that, whatever. Something you bring to a chosh of a guest. As Ivy wine, you give to a chosh of a guest. So then that's also to a coffee or something of that nature. About a drink, so Dr. Moshe, that you stam drink, you know, a Coke or whatever. He said, I don't work for them. Crystal, Tainlestadt, whatever you remember from over here, the Pepsi. Yeah? So that's already not something you serve to a chash of a guest. That's not something you're kavei on. You know, a drink that you sit together and you drink together. You have a drink. You sit together. You drink a chash of a Ramesha. We'll see this. We have to figure out what's now Chomer Medina. Whiskey could be, beer could be, okay. Yeah, but Mistama Coke is not, and whatever. Okay, you know, you can figure it out like that. Maybe we'll have to dan tea. It's a big kasha. The Balatanya, the Graz, and Kupay Beis says, Pum Faker Faker Punkt from Reb Moshe. Pum Faker Faker Punkt. Mela, as Machlaik is Reb Moshe took on everything. Reb Moshe was the, Reb Moshe was, Bein Shaloi B'Shas Eschak Reb Moshe. Wouldn't, Sishtaritnish, if Reb Moshe would argue. But he doesn't mention it. And he says, Faker, you know what the Graz says over there? You saw the Graz. The Balatanya says, Pum Faker Faker Punkt. He says, you know what the Gedder of Chomer Medina is? It's the drink that you have at the meal. The exact opposite of Reb Moshe. The exact opposite. Reb Moshe says, what's Chomer Medina? Not the drink you have at the meal. Not the drink that you have at the meal. The drink that you would have when you want to get together and drink. Zok de Gras, you know what Chomer Medina is? It's the drink you have at the meal. Not the drink that you would have stand by itself. It's a kasha. These things bother me. I can't. It's a kasha. It's a kasha. Reb Moshe at least would have argued. We would argue it. And Ad Kedei, because of this, the Ksei Sashulchan, that's, you know, his Rebbe was the Balatanya, not Mamish, but that's who he writes his Sefer based on that, on the Balatanya. So he writes, so Lefi this, Sukum Dais, that logic would say that tea, coffee, no way, all these things don't start, because nobody, that's not the Suda, you might at the end of a meal have a coffee or something like that. But that's not what you have at the meal. And Ramesh is the exact opposite, that Ramesh is going to tell us that b'di'evad, maybe a coffee isn't so bad. Maybe it is good, because that's what you'll have together. You'll invite a guest, you'll have a coffee together. I don't know. My lev tells me, I'm going to say, I never say chedushim, so something to think about, though. My lev tells me that, I don't know, maybe it has to do a little bit with the metzias of how the world has changed in our yachas to drinks and drinking and everything, etc., even in the time of Ramesh. Klaimar, what's Chama Medina? Chama Medina is, whatever the wine is, give me the bimkoim wine. Whatever is the wine, give me the bimkoim. If you have wine, drink wine. If you don't have wine, give me the bimkoim. In their world, Rabbi Isai, all these Gemaras, what did they do? They drank wine at the meal. That's what they did. That's why I keep talking about that at the Suda. They would get drunk and whatever. There was all, Yelada started in Torah, this, that, etc., because you're going to get drunk at the Suda. They drank wine at every single meal. So when I want to know what's the bimkoim wine, in the world of the Graz backwards. So then what am I trying to figure out? I'm trying to figure out what was the bimkaim of the drink that they had at the meal. Okay? But let's say wine's function has changed. Today, we don't drink wine at the meals. We don't drink wine at the meals. Okay, like I said, you know, maybe I'm all about that. Normal meals, people aren't drinking wine at the meal. And it could change, couldn't they? But let's say you're in a world, the world that I'm in at least for sure, that there's no wine at all the meals. So where's wine? Where's the wine? Does anybody know where the wine is? So where's the wine? So the wine, I have to find the wine. Because Bereg, I find the wine, I can find the bimkoima wine. Where's the wine? Where's the wine? So I'll tell you where the wine is. The wine is not something I have at the meals. You know where the wine is? The wine is something. I'll invite somebody over and we'll have wine together. We'll sit down and have a wine. So that's what I want to know, says the Goyim Rav Moshe. That's what I want to know. The gather is the bimkoim wine. The metzias is different between the Graz and the Rav Moshe. But there's not that arguing in Halacha. Just the metzias, what was the wine used for in the time of the Graz and back, was the drink at the meal. So give me the bimkoim. But today in the world of Rav Moshe, which is our world, so Rav Moshe is telling us that I want to know the bimkoim wine, and what is not the bimkoim wine? The bimkoim wine is the wine that what? When do you have wine? When you invite people over and you have a guest and you sit around, you'll serve him wine. So I want the bimkoim of that. What else would you serve him if he would come over? So I think that you go with Rav Moshe. The truth is, Rav Moshe is after. So you have to assume Rav Moshe anyways would have known this Balatanya. And anyways, Rav Moshe, he doesn't bring it. It bothers me a little bit. Finish Vid is a Yishuv. So the Ged will be like Rav Moshe. So now, let's start. So now, I need to know a few things. I need to know, okay, it's a drink that I'm not having at every meal. Okay? And I need to, is there anything else I need to know about it? And before I could determine if it's my coffee, it's my beer, it's my whiskey, it's my... So let's go. So the Svardish and Paiskim, they say it has to be, like you see in the Gemara, Meshaker. It has to be something that has intoxicating qualities. It has to have intoxicating qualities. That's what state in the Svardish Paiskim. Okay? What do our Rebbeim hold of this? They hold like that. They also, the Mela, nothing starts. Coffee, tea, whatever. It's only going to be schnapps and beer. Nothing else starts. Okay? What do our Rebbeim hold of this? It's a diuk in the Mishnah Berurah. Whoever likes diukim, you learned in this building, no? Or somewhere in this neighborhood, or whatever. Right? You like diukim. There's a diuk in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah dance on this like apple drink. He calls it apple trink. I think it means drink. I looked up in the Jastros in Nishkevendel. He talks about some type of apple drink in Kufbe Beis. He has all these types of drinks and he says, no, they're not Chama Medina. You know why they're not Chama Medina? Because they're not Chashiv. He talks about Kvas and whatever. I found out. I went to old Russians and found out if they got drunk on this stuff. No, it's all these things aren't intoxicating. Mishnah Berurah says, you know why they're not Chama Medina? He says, because they're not Chashiv. They're not chashif. Why didn't he say pashit? Because they're not intoxicating. You can fight that deer. Come on. He said this. And if he would have said that, you would have asked this. I'm bringing you back. You're getting nostalgic. No? It's emes adiyak. It's emes adiyak. The Mishnah Berurah goes, klar. Mishnah Berurah says in one place, he says that he talks about by Leil HaSeder. Mishnah Berurah is klar. He talks about tea. He discusses if it could be Chama Medina. I don't know what you're putting in. You're spiking your tea with vos. Right? It's meduyak in the Mishnah Berurah that the intoxicating a capability is not something which is necessary in Chomer Medina. Okay, so we can start Ashkenazim. Al Kopanim could go back to Asfarda Shahid. He has to know anyways, all this is not really so lechatchilach. I mean, you know, the Rambam, they give more weight to the Rambam. Okay, I also don't know if the Sfardim have that aminik that we all have about having a schnapps and does and them, so like that. But Al Kopanim and Ashkenazi wants to know, no, what's Lemaisa? What's Chomer Medina? So now let's try, go one by one. Whiskey, is whiskey Chomer Medina? So I still don't know. I still don't know. Because the Munkach over here, he says, Chomer Medina? The Mukher Achayim, he says, it has to be something that you drink every day. Mishabruah's Mashmah, it can't be something, Lefrokim, that's, you know, infrequently. Who drinks schnapps every day? He says, what the Munkach writes. Then he writes, Murdik a Munkacher. The truth is, I don't know. I know some of you know what I'm talking about, but I remember the Zaydi. I remember my Zaydi. I remember Shlivovitz. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? I remember one time the doctor told him, you know, Shlivovitz was everything. Moidani Shlivovitz. You know, the first nigga was Shlivovitz. The doctor told him, Matarnished. My puppy was there. Shane. Okay. Next day, Shane, the Shlivovitz was outside the room. Right? The next day, Dad had to come because Bubby was outside the room for Shlivovitz, you know. So, you know, there were people, Shlivovitz, whoever remembers knows what I'm talking about. And you know what? The Munkacher, he says, over here by uns, he was a Munkacher over there, the Czechoslovakia, he says, and I heard by us in Hungary, Hungarische Yidden. He said, then I went to Ruslan, he had a whole simcha, ganze story over there. He says, and they drink freg, nish freg, how these guys drink. That's what he writes over there. He says, now I understand. That's what he writes. But for people that don't drink every day, he says, if you don't drink the stuff, it's not the derech to drink this stuff every day. He says, how could you say that's Chomer Medina? That there's a tzad in the Mishnah Berurah to answer this. Because he says, maybe I just don't drink it every day because, he says, maybe it's not lacking in its chashivas. Maybe the vart of why I don't drink it every day depends on its chashivas. Kleimar, I don't drink it every day because it's not chashiv, then it can't be Chomer Medina. What if I don't drink it every day because it's so chashiv? You have the dik. It's a mishabruah. It's a mishabruah. Take a look. In Sharetzion and Kufpei Beis, you've got in Dalid. I in the mishabruah Kufpei Beis. You've test. I don't know. The mishabruah to me sounded a little bit like the reason I'm not drinking it is because I it's so chashiv. That's why I don't drink it. Then that's a different story. It's if I don't drink it because it's not chashiv. Therefore, I don't drink it every day. I don't know. Maybe that's a little bit of ish of the minig olam. But a shtikla shayla. And you remember, schnapps, there's a lot of stuff going on. They're drinking the little small schnapps, glazlach, and dust. It's not so great. What about a tea? What about a tea? So here you have a Mishnah Berurah. It's a rare commodity. You have a Mishnah Berurah in Tav Pei Aleph that's kimat mefurish that tea is not to be used for Chomer Medina. Why? Listen to Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is talking after the Dalet Kaisa, Kishmak Adiyak. Mishnah Berurah is talking about after the Dalet Kaisis, so everyone knows that you're not supposed to drink certain drinks. And there's kol mine reasons. Moisif ala Kaisis. If you're going to drink another cup of wine, it's Moisif ala Kaisis. Also, it's going to take away the matzah. So after Mishnah Berurah, but you know what you can have? A tea. He says, why? Because you don't have any of the problems. The Mishnah Berurah just said, I can't drink because it's going to take away the tam. Fine. So tea doesn't take away the tam. Okay? But wait a minute. But you have a Maisef Alakaisis problem. Because the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have Chomer Medina, you can't drink it. You know why? Because then it's Maisef Alakaisis. Sorry? So that's a very good Shaila. So you're not going to be Yoitze, says the Brisker Rav, maybe the Din Cheres. But you'll be Yoitze the Dalakaisis. But it's Mefurish in the Ramah. It must is Mefurish, you could use Chomer Medina. So but the Mishnah Berurah says, after the Seder, you can have a tea. What do you mean I could have a tea? It's Chomer Medina. It's Mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah for those that like the Yukim. It's Mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah that tea is not Chomer Medina, because if it would be, I'd have to worry that it's Maisef Alakaisis. He said any Maisef Alakaisis, any Chomer Medina is Maisef Alakaisis. So the fear of Maisha, why not? You invite people over to have a tea. Why not? You invite people to sit together. My wife is English, right? You know, so for sure that's what we do, right? I know the rest of you threw it over in the Boston Dart in Achmein, right? I had to go and pick it up, Fregnish. You know? So why not? No, but you know what? Ramesh himself is not so happy with tea for his Aitiger reason. He says, because tea is not chashiv. It's just water with a taste. It's not, as Aitiger reason, it doesn't have the chashivis. It didn't leave enough the shame vasser, you know, to get the chashivis. So it could be for his Aitiger reason. So we could still say tea is not the most lechatchila. Coffee, interesting. Rav Moshe talks about tea. Shlom Zalman says maybe there's a chilik between tea and coffee. I chop it a little bit. No, if you're a coffee drinker, you're fish day. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Fish day? I tried to explain this to my wife today. She threw me out. I need a place to sleep tonight. Is there an open bed in the plaza? Okay. Yeah. Good. All right. A coffee. The fish day. Anybody knows what I'm talking about? A coffee is a. You guys know what I'm talking about. So, you learned here. You know what I'm talking about. A coffee is. First of all, we have Rav Moshe. It's somebody. It's something you invite for. Second of all, it's not just water with. It's not just. It's not just. Right. It's not just. No, that's blasphemy. Now, yeah, I tell you why this is so chashiv. Because if I could make coffee into Chama Medina, you can come home from the Yachikala with a present for your wife. Okay. Because I'm all, a lady, she doesn't want to make Kiddush on Shabbos morning. She thinks for sure she's going to grow a fregnish, a beard, halavaya beard, right? Halavaya, you tell her, no, it's of dollar. She says, oh, you don't know my tante Rojaneni, don't you know? Whatever, Fregnish, I'm not making, I bake challah, you make Kiddush. That's it, right? She's not holding by those interesting ladies out there. No, I make it. It's my turn. You made challah, Not holding there, but sorry. Not cool with that. No. Shine. We'll talk Ashkafi Handa more, Shine. So she says, you make Kiddush, I make challah. I said, like, vet it, but I, because then it's a whole shiluk Shabbos morning, because it could be that she's chayvin Kiddush once she davens. Shabbos Shita is once she davens, she's chayvin Kiddush. And especially if she wants to have cake before davening, this, that, whatever. You tell her, I'm going to give you an eitzah. I came home from the Achikala with a present for you. You're so good to me. You let me go to learn Torah. You shall ayimir HaKodesh. So I'm going to give you a present. This Shabbos morning, you don't have to wait for me to come home from shul. What you're going to do is you're going to have a coffee and then cake. It's not the good Seder Kedima of Brachis. So look, Mamanashach. Manashah. There's some shittas that hold that coffee, Chama Medina, that's what you heard over here, and she's not holding by drinking wine and grape juice or coffee, she wants to drink the coffee saivi. And some shittas hold she's not even chayiv in Kiddush. Who holds like that? Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds anyway, she's not chayiv in Kiddush. Anyways, Rav Moshe holds she's not chayiv in Kiddush until you come home. Because that's not called as Zman Suda until you come home, 3 p.m, 4 p.m, whenever you're coming home, understand? Okay? So Manashah, you have a shtickle, you can tell her, look, it could be in Achayiv. It could be an achayiv, so therefore you're not making kiddush. Don't worry. And even on the tzad that you're making kiddush, it's gefährlich, because you made the coffee. Coffee doesn't grow beards and whatever. You see, you have coffee, no beard. Whatever. You figure it out. So that's a shtickel eitzah. That's a shtickel eitzah.
How fast do you have to drink it?
Come again? Oh, that's the big problem. That's the big problem with coffee. The brisker rav. Oh, that's the big problem. Ice coffee, I said, that's the problem. The Brisker Rav said that's the big problem, is that when it comes to a coffee, you're going to have to drink it fast. So you got to have it at that shlav where you can drink a malay lugmav. Yeah, not that, we're going to have third degree burns, but you're going to drink a malay lugmav. How much does you have to drink, Sachakol, in the first gulp? Malay lugmav. Sorry? By tea. No, tea, we're just machin gavek anyways. By tea, we're anyways machin gavek. No, but there are shlavim in the tea where it's already warmish and whatever. You do have to drink it. The Brisker Rav told that was the issue that he had. So Brisker Rav used to wait when he would make coffee, he would make Kiddush and coffee in the times when he didn't have wine. And Titaka would wait till it cooled down. And then Enochanami. Derchagav, just one moment. You see, the boys can talk about things like milk in Chamer Medina and they go back and forth. There's a chidah, there's a this. No. Today, milk is not Chomer Medina. Right? I don't know if all these vegan-friendly people, it's like that. Milk is not Chomer Medina. What about, what? Rav Moshe was 55 years ago. Milk in those days, I remember this. Oh, the milk, I remember when Mama came to Haim, and after she came, Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? Rahmanis on a yid, right? It's not even you guys this year. It's the rest of these guys. Kitzer, beer, what should I tell you over here in Eretz Yisrael? Beer, not here. The Ruchas Rabbeinu, he says they don't drink beer every day. Okay, what should I say? We in Chutz Laretz, we saw, maybe you have a svar to say, I do drink beer, maybe I do drink beer every day, I don't know. Okay, what should I say? In beer, in Chutz Laretz, it's definitely, it has the intoxicating mila zicha, something you would invite over to sit together and learn a minchas chinuch. Right? Avrami, where are you? Minchas chinuch? Where is he? Avrami, where is Avrami? Minchas chinuch. I know he's here. Minchas Chinuch. Right there, where is he? The Wagner's over there. Maybe at the Kinyan Chabura will have a beer or something like that. But cherry liquor, I circled over here in big circle. No. Like that. I don't know what I mean, but I think it's a problem. Okay? Coke for Chamer Medina. So, you know, Echmein, if you go with the Balatanya, it's a drink you have all the time. But I told you I don't think that's emes. I think Reb Moshe knew that. And it's not the Bimkoim wine today. It's not different than tea. It's just a little bit of dirt inside the water. Then Zugin, you could take a penny, put it inside a cup of Coke, and in the morning, it's gone. Isn't that interesting, right? So it's not just water with dirt. It's water with dirt, with poison. I love Coke. So you see, orange juice, freshly squeezed. I don't mean the water stuff, you know, main with a little bit of petel and all that. I mean, because that's just water. I mean real orange juice. So in Chutzlar, it's in America, whatever, that's a ganz fine Chamer Medina. You would serve it if people came over. You would serve them, I think, right? I think. I was just in America, and when I came, somebody served me an orange juice. So now I know. I think he was afraid I wouldn't eat anything else, but okay. But, so bring me whiskey, you know. But anyways, orange juice is something that Taka, I think it's, you got all the qualifications. It's a Bimkoim wine. It's chashiv. It's not just water. It's not just no vaser. It's got all the coffee. It's not intoxicating. So I guess you have to spike it or lay there. Don't give it to a Sephardi. Orange juice. It's something you drink every day. So you don't have that. Orange juice is probably the best. And when I asked Rav Yashiv, he said orange juice is the best. And when I asked Rav Yashiv, but in Eretz Yisrael, who has freshly squeezed orange juice? It's not so common. So Rav Yashiv said that word. The Melech said, yeah, the reason they don't have it is not because it's not chashiv, it's because it's too chashiv. Right? That doesn't take away from the chashivas. So certainly in Chutz Laaretz where they have it and they drink it every day, so you can make havdalah on orange juice. I'm not saying it's l'chatchila, and the Mishabur said mitzvah minamufcha, whatever. Okay? But if somebody wants to make, or if he wants to make kiddush on orange juice, so you could tell, you go home to the Rebbetzin, you tell her, you have a cup of orange juice, and then you have a piece of cake, and with that, she'll let you stay in shul for the kiddush. Right? She'll stay in shul for the kiddush. Right? And Dalavai, oh yeah, Shreichem, Talmidei Yeshiva, huh? We have a lot of fun when we come together to learn Torah. That's Hashem. Shteig weiter, take back the Kedusha from Eretz Yisrael. Take back the Kedusha from Eretz Yisrael.